You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Beyond normal po sila. And I want, last week we talked about, you know, the supernatural power of God in the early church was released through one word. And that word is called prayer. Everybody say prayer. That's what we talked about last week. You know, this power is manifest in divine courage. That was what we talked about last week. When the Holy Spirit comes to you, nagiging bold ka to do whatever God has called you to do. Today, we're going to talk about divine guidance. Okay? And next week, we're going to talk about divine intervention. Can you imagine God's power in your life? What would the power of God do in your life? Is it just to change your life? The Bible says it is to witness. How would God work in your life so that the people around you would see that you are a child of God? Imagine that. Paano makikita ng mga kamag-anak nyo na hindi nakakilala sa Panginoon, ng mga kaibigan ninyo, ng mga kapitbahay ninyo, paano, anong kailangan gawin ni God sa buhay mo? Anong kailangan kapangyarihan kumilos sa buhay mo para makita ng tao sa labas ng simbahan na ikaw ay isang anak ng Diyos? Imagine that right now. Just take a few seconds. Picture that. Is it blessing? Is it wisdom? Is it the ability to pray and have answered prayers? Is it the favor of God? Is it divine health? Is it the fulfillment in your career? Is it happiness? Whatever that picture is, listen to me, brothers and sisters. This is the power of God in your life. And that is what this series is all about. Medyo bitin lang po yung series because we have only 3 installments. But I want for you to imagine the Holy Spirit coming upon you in power. Nalala nyo ba yung movie na The Matrix? Si Neo, nalala nyo si Neo? Di ba nung ano, bago-bago pa si Neo, hindi niya alam kung anong ginagawa. Ano, pa-kungpo-kungpo pa siya, ganyan. Tapos patalon-talon sa building. Tapos nung una, nag-fail siya, di ba? I don't believe it. Kasi wala siyang faith. Hindi niya alam yung destiny niya. Pero nung namulat yung mata niya, nung mga una, nung binaril-baril siya, binaril siya, ano, no? Umiwas-iwas siya. Pag-iwas niyang ganon, sabi nung teacher niya, one day, you do not need to dodge bullets. Alam niyo ginawa niya doon sa second movie, di ba? Binaril-baril siya ulit. Ano ginawa niya? Umilag-ilag ba siya? Hindi. Sinabi niya, relax. At ang mga bala ay bumagsak sa lupa. But not only that, on the third installment, akala niya patalon-talon lang siya. Kaya niya palang lumipad. Okay, so by the way, after this series, we're not recommending that you jump off buildings or, you know, stop bullets with your hands, by the way, just in case. Okay? But the point being, when you truly understand who you are in God, there is no stopping you. When you truly understand the power of the Holy Spirit in a believer, let me tell you, the world around you, this world will never be the same. And I want for you to crave for that. That power is released through prayer. I'm going to talk more about the Holy Spirit in a while. If you have your Bibles, turn it with me to Acts chapter 10 for our second installment. And please stand with me in reverence to God's Word. Acts chapter 10, babasahin lang natin, Acts chapter 10, 1 to 4. Okay, let me read 1 to 3, tapos you will read verse 4. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Altogether, verse 4, go. Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Let's pray. Lord, open our hearts and give us faith tonight that we might grasp the truth of your word and live by it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please have a seat. Thank you so much. Okay. Divine guidance. Yun po ang topic natin. Subukan nyo na po bang maligaw? Ako nasubukan ko po maligaw minsan dun sa NLEX, no? Meron kasi yung first time dumaan ako, it was a Christmas Eve. Hinahabol namin ang Noche Buena sa sa Muñoz Bevesia. Tapos, syempre, pagod po yan, galing sa evening service, dire-diretso. Pagdating dun sa SC Tex, imbis na kumanan sa puntang Tarlac, dumare-diretso. Sabi ko, ano tong dinalupihan? Ha? Bataan na po pala yung inaabot. Pagod na ako, Lord. Gutom na ako. Alas 11 na, inahabol pa namin yung Notre Dame. And you know, sometimes when you lose direction, it can really be very disappointing. But I remember, okay, this story, okay, this is a very special story. And I asked permission from my wife to tell it. Nung binata pa po ako, estudyante sa UP, after namin mag-break nung girlfriend ko, okay, so mga singles, okay, relax. Nagkaroon ako ng bakasyon sa Australia for 6 weeks because my mom was on study leave. They were studying there. My family was there. Binagbakasyon kami. So isang probinsyano, imagine, pumunta sa Australia. First flight ever. Tapos Australia pa. We're gonna go down under, mate. Pagpunta namin sa Sydney, grabe yung mga mall na nagsaslide yung mga doors. Tinetesting ko, oops. Ignorante. Wow, sakay-sakay ako ng mga bus and everything and people were talking slang, man. It's a different world out there. And then, you know what? It was a fun time with my family. I haven't been with them for 4 years at the time. I was 18 years old, you know, and syempre a little bit, you know, lonely. Next. But one day we went to a mall somewhere in Blacktown or Penrith, I can't remember. And while we were going to the mall, lo and behold, the beauty of a person. Kailan niyo si Rachel Weisz? Mas maganda pa doon. And this person was like the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. Talagang kumakanta yung tumutugtog yung radyo sa utak ko. Mapapansin kaya. Talagang ganun. Agad-agad naman, syempre, punta ako sa daddy ko, pahingin ng pera. Anong gagawin sa pera? Basta ako nang bahala. Oh. Hanap ako ng flower shop. Kuha ng flower shop. Mabilis tayo eh. Talagang hanap ng flower shop. Pagkakuha ng bulaklak, sumisilip-silip pa eh. Ready na kaya? Ready na kaya? Lakas loob. Kapal na mukha. Bigyan ng bulaklak. Hi, my name is Erwin. Next. Sa loob-loob ko, Kristiyano na ako noon, pero hindi pa masyadong discipled. Sa loob-loob ko, napipray ako. Siya na ba? This could be it, Lord. In a land far, far away. Sabi mo, make disciples of all nations. Okay. Divine courage. Okay, hindi. Hindi divine courage. Talk about being lost. I mean, I gave the flowers, got to know the person, got the phone number, got the address. So, syempre, nung gabi, tawagan na to. Tapos, the following day, wala yung parents ko, yun na. Hingi ako ng $50. Pagkuha ko ng $50, alam mo kung ginawa ko, lumabas ako ng bahay. In an unknown territory, I got my map and commuted. Used the bus, the train, and traveled to a nearby town. Inanap ko yung school. Sabi ko, Lord, pag nakita ko siya bago mag-sunset, siya na nga. Alam nyo, may mga long highways pala doon, no? Pag na-miss mo yung stop, yari ka, di ba? Mga 30 minutes. Hindi ako, sabi ko, hindi ko pwedeng ma-miss yung stop. Pagdating nun sa mga expressway, naglakad ako. Naglakad ako kasi nagtitipid ako ng pera eh. Hindi ko alam magkano pa masaya, $50 yung pera ko. By that time, nung hapon, pagdating ko sa school, yes, I found the school! Pagdating ko sa school, wala nang tao. Next mission, well, alas 4, pwede pa sa bahay. Lakad pabalik. Right at the last moment, sabi ko, Lord, give me a sign, Lord. Give me a sign. Nanap ko yung subdivision, nanap ko yung street. When I was right before the sunset, sabi ko, siya na talaga to. Ito na yung bahay, nasa harap na ako. Suddenly, the Spirit of God said, just go home. Sabi ko, Lord, go home. Kaka-pray mo ko, wala naman mangyayari dito. So I just left my letter. Didn't, talk to the person. Went home. And, long and short of it, nagtawagan kami. Hindi talaga nag-work out. It wasn't really God's will. And, you know how it is. When you're young and you're looking for all this excitement, you ask God for signs. And how you wish that the signs were so accurate, that the signs would be what you would want them to be. You want to make the right choices in life. We all want that, right? We don't want to miss a thing, di ba? Parang kanta yan. Don't want to close my eyes. Kasi exciting ang buhay. You don't want to miss the appointments of God in your life. That is why we need guidance. What will we do without guidance? What will we do without the leading of God? What will we do when we, you know, when we make choices and we make wrong choices? We end up what? Disappointed. We end up wasting time and resources. We end up wasting our emotions. Which is, by the way, not infinite. Okay? Limited po ang emotions natin. What would you do when you choose friends or when you choose to build relationships? What would you do? You would invest with them. What would you do when you would invest your life in a career? What happens when people do not have guidance? They lose purpose. You know, some people, you know, they misguided, they get disappointed. Ayoko na. Okay na lang. Kung ano na lang meron. Okay, magiging palabs ka na lang. Okay, pakals. Palaboy-laboy, pakalat-kalat. Sabi nila, marami yung mga dati, uso yung mga, saan ang anak mo? Ha? Yung anak ko? PMA. Talaga? PMA? Wag, grabe, magsusundalo. Hindi, pahinga muna anak. Minto. Ay, yung anak ko, Tagapal. Wow, malaki sweldo doon. Paalam mo nin. Okay, let me tell you, so many lives are wasted today. Why? Because of wrong choices? Because a lack of purpose and direction? Doesn't have any destiny. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish. Without a vision or a revelation, people cast off restraint. But not for the child of God. You want to know why? Because the Bible promises divine guidance through the Holy Spirit. Do we still recognize the need for guidance today? No matter what station you are in life, no matter how old or young you are, we all need guidance. In Acts chapter 10, this was a story of Cornelius and Peter and how God had orchestrated their lives. And then it says there in verse 1, it says, there was a man named Cornelius. He was a centurion. Okay, Italian regiment. Sikat to. Probably about 100 soldiers under his command. This man had money also. Kasi he was also a generous giver. And the Bible says he was devout and God-fearing. Let me just give you a comment. Yung God-fearers in the book of Acts, pag sinabing God-fearing, not simply may takot sa Diyos. God-fearers was a group of people na nilabel ng mga Hudyo dun sa mga hindi Hudyo, pero hinahanap ang Panginoon. They actually had a section in the temple worship, section for God-fearers. These were the non-Jews who were worshiping with them in the temple. So he was a God-fearer. Hindi pa siya saved, hindi siya under Judaism, but he was a seeker of God. Okay? And it says there, okay, he gave generously to those in need. He was a giver and he was a praying person. He prayed to God regularly. Well, grabe, this man had a lot of things. Ang problema ko lang dito kay Cornelius, di siya nakakatawa mag-joke. Okay? I'm sure. Kung di nyo nakuha yun, isipin nyo na lang kaya kung ano yung nickname niya. Okay? Now, listen to this. He prayed to God regularly. Listen to this. He was seeking God, but this person hasn't heard the gospel. This person, in our context today, is not yet saved. Okay, naintindihan niyo po? But he was seeking God. So marami pong tao ganun yung nagpipray. In fact, today, marami pong tao nagpipray every Sunday. Very sincere. They're praying, they're giving to the poor, just like this person. And sometimes we think, baka yung prayers lang ng Christians papakinggan. Do you really think that? You really think it's only the Christians' prayers that God will answer? I hope that we would not be too proud. Because God hears all prayers. Okay? But this one was praying to God regularly pa. Consistent to. And it says, you know, this is important. Why? Because prayer opens you up. Prayer opens your mind, your attention, your focus on an invisible God. Prayer is, yes, an activity that we engage in. And when we pray, we devoid ourselves of other things to do and we put our, you know, consciousness, our focus on God. That's what basic definition of prayer. But prayer opens you up. But it's not simply an activity. Listen to this. If you want to see the Holy Spirit come in your life, in power, that you might receive divine guidance. Prayer is not just an activity. Prayer is relationship. And this person had a relationship with God, but it was kind of distant. Medyo malayo. And maybe many of us, if not all of us, have experienced that. Yung nagpipray tayo kay God, di ba? Seryoso naman tayo eh. Ano naman tayo? Sincere tayo dun sa faith natin. And we know that there is a God. But somehow, the proximity of the prayer, parang anlayo. Parang overseas call palagi yung prayer natin. And I want for you to know that prayer is relationship. The question is, how close are you with God when you pray? There's a difference. And in verse 2, so ito na. The Bible says, okay, verse 3, one day about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Wow. This is one of the ways God speaks to people. He sends angels. It's just one of the ways, but not the only way. He had a vision. Now listen to this very carefully. God, when the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit comes, okay, when the Holy Spirit comes, I will pour my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Listen to this. Visions and dreams are used by God. That's biblical, to speak to people. Unfortunately, many people just stop at the visions and dreams. Naintindihan nyo? Unfortunately, okay, yung mga tao, hey, pag tinanong mo, oh, paano mo alam na si God? Nanaginip ako eh. Kaya tinayaan ko sa loto. Okay, so, diba? Nanaginip ako, si Lord talaga yung kinausap niya ako eh. How would you know? The primary way that God speaks to us, let me tell you this, is the written word of God, the Bible. If you want to know it's from God, God will confirm or affirm that vision or that dream with His written word. Because the written word is the revelation of God that cannot change for us. Do you understand? I'm saying this more as a foundation. Para hindi tayo weird. Marami kasing weird eh. Mga spooky spiritual. Grabe, sister. I saw you, sister. Para silang single. I saw you, sister. May ka-holding hands ka, sister. Yun na yun. Hindi ka magiging celibate. Talagang iiwasan yung ano, yung gift of sila. So, sino yung ka-holding hands ko? Teka lang, sister. Baka bukas mananaginip ulit ako. Nanaginip ulit. Ka-holding hands mo nga, sister. Kuya niya pala. I mean, we cannot really base our life decisions and our destiny just simply by visions and dreams. Even if an angel of the Lord appears to us, we need to validate it by the written word of God. That's why it's important. Now, listen to this. Inuunahan ko na yung story. Kaya pinakita ni Lord yung angel, pero yung angel was just an instrument to point Cornelius eventually to a person who will preach the gospel to him and his whole household. You see, discipleship cannot be outlasted. Somebody has to validate the word of God. Para hindi tayo tumandang weird sa pagiging Kristiyano natin. Kailangan meron tao nasa lupa. Nagkisabi siya, oo nga, si God nga yan. Nagtuturo sa inyo ng salita ng Diyos. So if you're not in discipleship, I want to encourage you again. Find somebody who can disciple you. Be part of a victory group. In verse 4, okay, Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor. Okay, I have seen them. It's a memorial offering. I accept them. Inatanggap ko yan. And the Lord was telling Cornelius, magpadala ka ngayon ng mga tao sa Joppa. Okay, sa Joppa. Saan ba yung Joppa? Merong tao doon. Pangalan, Simon. He's called Peter. And he is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea. Siguro nagpapasuntan sa beach. I don't know. You know, but Peter was there. Napaka-specific ng instruction. Have you ever had that with God? God will give you something very specific. You do this. You do this. And that's not very common to us. I don't know why. You know? But this was a very specific. The angel spoke to him, had gone, and he called two of his servants. Okay, magpadala siya ng mga tao. Long and short of it, okay, mga sundalo ko, punta kayo dito. Punta kayo dito sa lugar na to, sa Joppa. Hanapin niyo itong tao na to. Nakatira siya sa bahay na ganito yung pangalan. Punta kayo doon. So that's what happened. And while this was happening, listen to this. While this was happening, scene 2, on the other side of the world, there was Peter. Si Peter naman, okay, the Bible says, he went up a roof to pray. Actually, nagugutom na siya nun. At habang nagluluto, about noon, the Bible says, he became hungry and wanted something to eat. Oh, very, very familiar, no? Prayer and fasting, ano? Hindi siya nagpa-fast doon. Pero nagutom siya. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open. Oops, eto na. he saw, nagka-vision siya. Alam niyo, pag nagugutom kayo, ano ba nakikita niyo? Nung prayer and fasting, nakita ko, Bonchon. Yan mga nakikita ko. Nakikita ko, King B. Yan. Yung mga, Soup Lord. Diba? 3 days na lang. Pag kina-flash na 3 days na lang, yes, 3 days na lang. Makain na ako sa McDo. Okay? But this was Peter's vision. He saw heaven open, and then there was a sheet being let down, parang picnic. Okay, eto, picnic ka. Okay, tapos may mga lechone. Okay, may mga bawal na gamot. Hindi, bawal na pagkain. Eto na. It was here, and then there was these four-footed animals, reptiles of the earth, and birds of the air. And the voice told him, get up, Peter, gonna kill and eat. Ikaw sabihan ni Lord, di ba? Chibu ka na. Ano mo sabi ni Peter? Nakakasyak yung sabi ni Peter. Surely not, Lord. Dance pwede. It's a dirty. Dirty food. You know, for us, it really doesn't matter what we eat because we're Filipinos. You know, we like pretty eat. Eat love. Pretty much everything. Okay, so please don't be shocked what I eat. Okay, but for them, the Jews, they do not eat four-footed animals, reptiles, animals that crawl along the ground, and some birds that feed on flesh. Many birds. I mean, all birds that feed. So, bawal talaga sa kanya. Kaya niya nire-refuse yung voice. What's interesting is this. As he saw the vision, a voice told him. The Bible says, the voice spoke to him a second time, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. Before I get to that, imagine this. Then you know, the Spirit speaks to us with a voice. Yes, the Spirit speaks to us through our emotions. He gave us some nudges. Yung nararamdaman mo siya, naiisip mo siya. Okay? But God also speaks with a voice. Hindi po siya pipi. Naintindihan nyo? He is not unable to speak. This is God. Why is it that we do not hear God's voice today? As clear as we. Some people, hindi kasi ako prophetic. No, it's not about gifting. It is not about whether you're this gift or that. No, listen to this. We don't want to talk about gifting. If you're a child of God, the Bible said, Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. Are you of the flock of God? If you are a child of God, you have within you, by the Holy Spirit living in you, the ability to hear God's voice. You understand? Okay, don't flash that. Okay, don't flash that. Those are my notes. Thank you. But the voice spoke to him a second time, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. Alam ko na may nawawala dito. Sorry. Okay, God was saying, pag sinabi kong kainin mo, malinis yan. Pakakainin ba kita ng madumi? Pakakainin ba kita ng bawal? Hindi maintindihan ni Peter. You know, many times, God would speak to you and tell you something to do and you would not understand. How would you know? How would you respond? Would you respond in faith? Would you respond and trust this God whose wisdom we cannot comprehend? What if God told you? What if God was leading you somewhere to a nation, to a workplace, to a group of people? Would you trust the voice of God? Pastor, how will I know the voice of God? Well, you know the voice of God by living with Him every day, by praying and reading that Bible every day. You train yourself to hear. Listen to this. Being saved is not enough. Why? Because being saved is your spirit consciousness of God. But what we need to do is the renewal of our soul, our mind, our decision making, our emotions need to be washed constantly with the Word. Marami pong Kristiyano, they end up just being saved. They know God, they're saved, they're happy, but they do not get to the part when it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing, not the removal, of your mind. Doon po natin malalaman yung tinig ng Panginoon. Dahil tinitrain natin ang ating mga isip at ang ating spiritual ears to discern the voice of God. And the Bible says, okay, He spoke to him a second time. You know, why is it that listen to this, He spoke to him a second time because he didn't get it. In fact, this whole showing of the vision and God speaking to him happened, the Bible says, 3 times. Bakit 3 beses? Okay. Bingi ka ba, Peter? Kailangan mabatungan si Peter? Hindi, wag mo mabatungan si Peter. Hindi nagalit si God. Hindi niya kinidlatan si Peter. Kurente yung kakakita muna. Ganun. Hindi ganun si Lord eh. You know why God repeats it? Because He knows that we will struggle with it. And this is a principle I've learned walking with God. The more important the decisions that we make, the more that He will talk about it to us. Why? Because He wants to assure us that He is a good shepherd. Hindi ka ililigaw ni God. Kung meron kang decision na gagawin, huwag ka nagmamadali. Uulit-ulitin ng Panginoon yan sa'yo. Uulit-ulitin niya sabihin yan sa'yo. Gagamit siya ng tao hanggang sa panaginip. Iibigay niya yung circumstance mo. Minsan kasi masyado tayong excited. Sabi ni God, ganito. Minsan, naghumingi ka ng payo o nagpa-counsel ka. Okay? Tinanong mo na lahat ng tao pero hindi mo pa tinatanong si God. Minsan, huli pa si God na mag-confirm. Ano ba talaga yung direction? Minsan, nagde-decision tayo tapos sinasabi ng Lord, i-bless mo naman yung decision ko. Unahin natin si God. The more important the decision, the more frequently and loudly God will speak to us. Lalo na yung mga naghahanap ng lifetime partners. Okay, mamaya na yun. Okay, so. Verse, okay. So, ano nangyari? Surely, Lord, I have not eaten anything pure, sabi ni Lord. Okay, so this happened 3 times. And while Peter was wondering, nagising siya, and then, ting-ding, nag-doorbell. Ito na, pa-fast forward ko na. Ang nangyari, there were 2 people, okay, knocking at the door. Andiyan ba si Simon? Ito ba yung bahay niya? Andiyan ba si Peter? Kailangan mo namin si Peter. So, punta si Peter sa gate. Okay, ako si Peter. Okay, sabi ni Lord sa kanya, dun sa vision, okay, may naghahanap na sa'yo. Missing ka na. Okay. Gising si Peter. Meron ng tao, 2. You know, God's timing is perfect. When God speaks to you, it is pinpoint accurate. Timing, placement. I think I told you the story of how I took an exam to become a, ano yung IT. Magte-training na kami, mag-e-exam. Sabi ni Lord sa akin, hindi ka para dyan. Tagal ng application ko, mga 2 weeks. Pagdating ko dun sa, uupo na lang para mag-e-exam. Hindi ka para dyan. Okay, alis. Gulat yung proctor. Malis. Ay, yung ginastos niya. What would you do when God tells you to do something? How would you respond? How serious are you in following God in your life? How accurately do we discern God's voice and make decisions according? So these people brought Peter to Cornelius, long and short of it, and then Peter goes to the house of Cornelius. When he entered the house, gulat siya, may tropa. Dami naghihintay. So, bakit mo nga ako pinapunta dito? Sabi ni Peter. Sabi ni Cornelius, huwag kang mag-alala, hindi ako magjo-joke. Hindi, joke lang. Sabi ni Cornelius, kinuwento niya, nagka-vision ako, kinausap ako ng anghel. Sabi ni Lord, ikaw, nandito ka, kaya alam ko nandun ka. Sabi ni Lord, may message ka sa amin. It was a beautiful, divine appointment. God, when He wants to talk to us, oftentimes, yes, we have the Word of God, but oftentimes He will send a person to answer our prayers. God does that today. God did that in the past. Listen to this. And God did that in the work of salvation. When we were in sin, God sent a man to be the answer to our prayers. That's why it's important to be in discipleship. That's why, you know, we can have divine guides. We can be spooky, mystical, all we want. But at the end of the day, will we recognize who are the people that God gives to us? Do not take for granted the people who are inviting you. Do not take for granted the people that you meet, the relationships, because God speaks through relationships. Prayer is not just an activity. And this is what Peter said, you're well aware it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile. Pag hindi ka Jew, ang tawag sa'yo? Hindi Jew. Okay. Who Jew? Okay. Who you? Okay. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure. You know, the problem with the early church that time, this is not the main message, side note lang to. Yung mga Hudyo kasi, ang evangelistic message nila, go out into the world, find God, and be a Jew. Ganon. They had to be a Jew to have a relationship with God. But God was destroying that. This was the first time that God, and you know, affirmed that salvation is for all. Kaya tayo may gospel, mga Pilipino. Hindi tayo Jew. And this was, you know, while Peter was preaching. You know what? Peter was preaching, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon them. Wow, they began to speak in tongues. Horana, suddenly they felt the power of God come upon them. Nagbe-preach pa lang siya. What was that message? Allow me to read the message that God, that Peter was telling them. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. Verse 36. Telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and now he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything. In verse 40 says, but you know, for the 39 says, they killed him by hanging on a cross, hanging on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was seen by them. That's why he had the boldness. We don't see God today, but will you trust the voice of God when you hear it? You want to know why I know God is still guiding his people today? Because he sealed that work by sending his own son. He sealed that work because he knows that every single one of us yet to be born before that time was going to ask for directions. I want for you to know that I am in faith together with you that this year is going to be an accurate decision-making year. Do you believe that? Come on, give praise to God. This year we will make right choices. This year we will have, you know, God just lead us. Just be patient. Just let God be the one to lead you. And Peter said, I now realize that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation, everyone, the one who fears him and does what is right. I'd like the music thing to come up. God accepts every man from every nation. Do you understand? Whatever your status is tonight, God accepts you. It doesn't matter what your history is. It doesn't matter to God where you're coming from tonight, what decisions you've made in the past. But tonight, there are decisions that God is leading you. He's already speaking to you. I know it by my spirit that God is speaking to you. Just find the boldness. Will you decide? As you hear the voice of God, will you take that courage to follow his leading? John 16:13 says, the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you. Our God is a guide. He is a faithful guide. The Holy Spirit is upon you. If you want to receive more of that direction, you live a life of prayer. You live a life of consistently just reading the Word of God. It doesn't have to be many chapters. If you don't know how it is to listen to God, to commune with God, we're going to help you. Stick around. Why is it that we cannot hear God? It's because of sin. Sin destroyed our ability to hear God's voice. Sin destroyed our ability to see God and perceive Him. If God is everywhere, why can't I see Him? Because our eyes are too worldly. Our ears are consumed with the things of the world. How is your prayer life, brother, sister? Kumusta po yung prayer life natin? But because of sin, even if you're not in sin today, that sin has damaged us. That is why we need to be sanctified. We need to be renewed. And God's grace is here tonight that He might guide us by the Holy Spirit. That sin problem was already solved because He is a good shepherd. Guidance is just one of the qualities of a good shepherd. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me, guides me beside quiet waters. He leads me to green pastures. He restores my soul. Tonight, we need to be restored in that relationship. We need to be renewed in that relationship. For he has already solved the problem of sin. He was pierced for our transgressions, Isaiah 53 verse 4. He was crushed for our sins or our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Would you commit your ears and your heart to God? Would you allow the Spirit of God to heal you of your deafness to the Spirit, of your blindness to the move of God? Would you do that right now? Would you just lay your hands on your eyes and your ears? And Lord, sabihin mo kay God, Lord, pagalingin mo ang aking mga mata. Pagalingin mo, Panginoon, ang aking pandinig. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Christ, I plead the blood of Christ upon all of us tonight. For Lord, you said in your word, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. But Lord, surely you, by your wounds, you were wounded for us so that we can be healed. Lord, I pray for divine healing. Just pray a prayer of commitment, God. Sabi mo kay God, God, I want to be used of you. I want to be fruitful. Hindi na po matidelay yung kapalaran ko, yung destiny ko sa'yo. Sabi mo kay God, you pray to God right now. And let the Spirit of God minister to you. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. He is leading us. He is guiding us.